go around the 815, I want to talk about our Stuff the Tote Bags donation drive for Swedish American Foundation's Chemo Cargo Program. It's coming up next Friday already, October 30th, between 9 and 5 at the Bucifero Family McDonald's on North Mulford Road in Rockford. So Chemo Cargo provides free tote bags that are full of personal and care items for local first-time chemo patients. And I have Emily Tropp with me, who is the Public Relations and Community Engagement Specialist for Swedish American Health Systems. I wanted to talk to her specifically because she has a very personal connection to Chemo Cargo.
Thank you so much for having me. I was diagnosed with stage 4 ovarian cancer last December.
Wow.
So, you know, when you get that sort of diagnosis, things move pretty quickly in the beginning.
I know that ovarian cancer, I mean, that's very scary because it can remain silent for a long time, right?
One of my first symptoms was 8 months before my diagnosis.
Wow.
So, and it was abdominal pain. And, you know, abdominal pain could be any number of things.
Sure.
Exactly. And it was, you know, it came and went through the months, and I had always been, you know, very healthy. So I didn't really think it was anything serious. And then, you know, I'm also a busy working mom, and, you know, you just kind of put your own health sometimes not as a priority, you know, and you just kind of put it off. In hindsight, I should have paid more attention to it sooner.
Yeah.
But again, I always thought I was pretty healthy. I thought it was just, you know, something like a digestive issue.
Like,
or something.
Just take some Tums and you're good.
Exactly. It could have been, you know, last night's dinner.
Yes.
You know, any kind of abdominal pain could be any sort of, you know, a digestive issue or whatever. It wasn't until I looked probably 4 months pregnant with swelling that I said, I need to go see my family doctor.
Yeah.
And I went in and I saw her, and she looked at my cancer, the history of cancer in my family. And she knew right away, you know, how serious this was.
Yeah.
And within 6 days, I had gone through an ultrasound, a CT scan, a ton of blood work. And I was called into her office and told to bring my partner with me. And he and I went in knowing it was going to be bad news. But,
yeah.
You know, nothing ever prepares you for the moment you find out you have cancer. You know, it was such a huge shock. It was stage 4. And
unreal.
I had no idea, like, that all these months, you know, that this had been spreading inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so surreal. And it was 2 days before Christmas, which that's just my favorite time of year. So it was really, really hard on the whole family. And just once we got the diagnosis, things just spun like fast motion.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my first chemo session at the Swedish American Regional Cancer Center exactly 1 week after my official diagnosis.
Okay.
So things move really fast, you know, when you're a diagnosed stage 4. They get you in right away.
Oh, I bet.
You have no time to, you know, do any research.
Mentally prepare.
Exactly. Like, I had no time to prep for chemo. I didn't know what I would need or
no.
anything like that. You know, when I arrived the first day for my first chemo treatment, I ended up having six treatments through the months. But my first one, you know, you're obviously terrified.
Yeah.
I was so nervous. You know, you're fighting back tears. You just don't know what to expect. And the smallest things make such a big difference. And that first day when, you know, they're getting me hooked up for my long day of treatment, you know, the staff members walk over with this bag of items that was donated by community members. And I will never forget how it made me feel. Yeah, the contents were things that I didn't even realize I might need. You know, it almost felt like people were looking out for me and, hey, Emily, you're going to need some of these mints, or you're going to need some of this hand sanitizer. You're going to need, you know, this. And it just made me feel like, okay, I'm not ready for this, but somebody's helping me out.
Yes.
I think something as simple as a pair of fuzzy socks goes
yes.
a long way when you're going through something like that, you know. It was full of some really nice things. People had donated lip balms and lotions, a deck of playing cards. You know, it's an all-day thing. You're in there all day. So stuff to do, like a journal and pens, and there was a water bottle and a card with a really nice inspirational message. And,
yeah.
and those things, probably a lot of them come in handy now, even more so for patients, because when I started chemo, it was before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to have visitors my first three treatments. My last three treatments, I was in the room by myself because of visitor restrictions.
Yep.
So people in those rooms need things to do now more than ever, I think, to take their mind off what's going on with their body.
So, Emily, you beat stage 4 ovarian cancer in less than a year?
no evidence of disease. They don't call it cancer free because that's kind of a misconception that I've learned along the way too. But yes, I am in remission, I guess, if you will, since June, and I'm feeling great. I was diagnosed or I tested positive for the BRCA1 gene, the cancer mutation gene. Mm-hmm. So I will still be on oral chemo meds for, you know, indefinitely, just because of that gene. And we're just trying to keep the cancer at bay and we're keeping a close watch on it. But my team of doctors at Swedish American and at UW Health saved my life. They were amazing. And I am doing great now.
Emily, thank you so much for sharing your story. It really adds a personal connection.
Thank you so much for doing this drive. I really think it means a lot to a lot of people, so I appreciate it.
You can find more info for our donation drive for Swedish American Foundation's Chemo Cargo Program at b103rockford.com.